Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you know, parents have to be hyper-vigilant when it comes to allergies. But when those kids get a bit older and become teenagers, is kissing an issue? If, say, you have celiac disease, is it okay to snog someone who's just eaten cake? We're joined by Dr. Izzet Sheehan from Allergy Ireland. Good afternoon, Izzet.
Good afternoon. Hi.
They have researched into this then, have they?
Yeah, so I suppose, like, allergies and autoimmune disease, so celiac disease, would be slightly different, but they're both triggered by something. So their symptoms, I should say, are triggered by something. And in the case of celiac disease, triggered by gluten, which is just a protein found in wheat. And so basically, there's sort of the fear that if, for example, your partner eats like a slice of cake or a pasta or something like that, and if you were to kiss them after that, that you could potentially be exposed to what you're allergic to or what causes your symptoms. But there's been research done in New York recently in Colombia, where they basically recruited 10 couples with one partner having celiac disease. And they basically tested the amount of gluten that was in saliva when they kissed their partners after eating some crackers. And they identified really that there was a minimal amount of gluten transfer. So it was a very positive research study, in the sense that it just means that for celiacs, they don't have to be quite as worried about being triggered by kissing their partner.
Yeah. So is it just gluten we're talking about, though? Say if you're hypersensitive to if you have a peanut allergy, for instance, and your partner goes and has a bag of peanuts beforehand.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Sort of any research, I suppose, that has been done, for example, into those who have a peanut allergy and how much transfer there will be in saliva, there's enough transfer that it could trigger, a severe allergic reaction. And that's... peanut can stay in your saliva for up to an hour. Usually beyond an hour, you'd be safe. But like, even within like a couple of minutes after eating peanuts, for example, if you were to like drink water, brush your teeth, there's still the potential for transfer of peanut in your saliva.
Oh my word. So you have to wait for at least an hour and maybe brush your teeth to be sure kind of thing.
Yeah, to be safe, you should. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Would there be then examples of things people might have allergies to where you absolutely shouldn't kiss them for, 5 hours or something?
Fortunately not, no. So really, I suppose, like, an hour should be more than enough.
Yeah.
But, like, you should wait the hour. Like, you shouldn't really need to go beyond that.
Yeah. Okay. Because generally speaking, those kind of, if as people get older, do they become less sensitive, more sensitive, or does it remain the same?
Look, it generally remains the same. Like, you either have an allergy or you don't.
Mm.
That's basically it. It's a little bit easier to handle, I would say. Like, as you get older, you may be with your long-term partner, you're more mindful and they're more mindful of your allergy. So it's a little easier. Your teenage years, so during adolescence, that's when it's probably the trickiest, really, because, life can be a little bit more chaotic and you're sort of seeking independence and, you don't want to be talking to your doctor or your parents about maybe kissing someone or having a new boyfriend or girlfriend. So it can be quite a difficult time. to just try and manage, I suppose, having an allergy.
I would imagine so. No, because if you're in a long-term relationship and one of you has a gluten intolerance, could kissing the person without the who doesn't have the gluten intolerance over a long period of time help you to build up a tolerance to gluten?
No, it's a good question, actually. Well, when you think about celiac disease, though, unfortunately, it's an autoimmune disease, so it isn't actually an allergy. So basically, you're... immune system attacks itself. You know, that's what autoimmune would mean. So really, it's not about exposure or sensitivity for anyone else. Like, it tends to be a genetic disorder in some ways, and that it runs through families.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, a lot of people, every time we do anything to do with intolerances or allergies, that you know, people have a sense that for some reason it's increased, you know, over the last couple of decades. Is that true, or is it just we're more aware of them now?
Yeah, like, look, we're definitely seeing more and more allergies. So, I mean, allergies are on the rise. Like, there is a possibility that we weren't diagnosing some allergies maybe in the past. But I suppose we're being exposed to more and more different types of foods as well. Like, you know, every decade, I feel like we've been exposed to, you know, nuts and things like that that maybe weren't really part of your day to day diet in the past. And as a result, we're seeing more and more food allergies as well because of that. But look, we know allergies are on the rise. We're not entirely certain as to why they are, but we suspect it's sort of that there's altered, you know, the good gut bacteria that we have and the good bacteria that live on the outside of your skin, your flora, that an alteration to that can sort of, I suppose, make you more vulnerable to developing allergies, particularly if it runs in your family. So sort of a bit of a genetic vulnerability alongside your like bacteria, flora, the healthy bacteria not being as healthy as they should be. And that could be maybe overuse of antibiotics or something like that, maybe reduced vitamin D even can, I suppose, make you a little more vulnerable to developing an allergy.
Israel, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Israel Sheehan there, the Clinical Director for Allergy Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.